Yesterday, diva Zeenat Aman is quite active on Instagram. Every now and then, the actress drops interesting posts that perfectly capture her thoughts. From sharing trivia from film sets from the 70s and 80s to sharing her thoughts on life, the actress has been winning the Instagram game with class. On Tuesday morning, she said that she is contemplating human relationships and also revealed that she fell on set that left her with purple bruises. And Zeenat took to Instagram, where she shared a monochrome picture of herself dressed in an off-shoulder outfit and glasses. Alongside the image, she wrote, "I'm contemplating human relationships this morning." When one is young, the years ahead stretch out in an endlessly forking road of possibilities. Old age seems a distant, near mythical destination, then one morning you wake up groggy with creaking joints, and you realize you are here. That it was never a long journey, youth just made you perceive it to be so. That on a planet that is 4.5 billion years old, you have snatched a fleeting moment of consciousness. Now you are old and there's no going back. The actress talked about a life well lived. And what is there to show for a life well lived? Surely it cannot be the frivolous pursuit of clothes or electronics or money or what have you. Yes, these can occupy and enable our lives to an extent, but what a tragedy if they were to define them. The only measure of meaning I can find is in the weight of the relationships we nurture. To have evoked love, beauty, camaraderie, gratitude, compassion, tenderness. And in turn to have these invoked in oneself. She then urged to build bridges and grant forgiveness wherever it is needed. Life is short. Take it from an old lady. Build your bridges, offer your apologies, speak your gratitude, express your love, grant forgiveness where it's due and help. The actress said that she fell on a set and got bruises on her skin. "I fell while on set on Sunday evening, and there are purple bruises blooming on my skin. I am reminded of the fragility of my body, and thus this meditation. Have a beautiful Tuesday, everyone. And I welcome you to share your story of proffering or accepting a deep apology in the comments. It is an underrated act, with inputs from IANS.